Many of us have this problem. We've accumulated stacks of vinyl LPs over the years, not to mention audio cassettes and even 8-track tapes. But we may not even have a turntable hooked up to our stereo anymore. And we listen to most of our music in digital format, CDs or MP3 or internet streams, but something digital. If we do dust off the old turntable to play a stack of wax, it could be disappointing to hear the pops and click and hiss from the old media. Acoustica has a great product that lets you import all that old vinyl and tape into digital format for CDs or MP3 players. As you'll hear, it's easy to use for newbies, but audiophiles can get in there and tweak settings if they so choose. I can't wait to hear some of those rare classics again. The Wild Horses, Generators, French Letters, some of my favorite bands, and so many more LPs I have that never were released digitally. Coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum Building on beautiful Payne Avenue, in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show. We're here at the Riviera Hotel in Las Vegas before the Consumer Electronics Show. We're talking with David Raimondo and Dan Goldstein of Acoustica. David, tell us about Acoustica.
Acoustica is a company located in Oakhurst, California, which is the gateway to Yosemite's National Park. It was started by Joseph Clark in 1998. He used to work for Sierra Online, and of course when they went out of business, he decided to go on his own and came out with a product called an MP3 CD burner program, and that did extremely well. And he became a shareware publisher where you can download the software and try it for X amount of days or whatever, and then you buy it. It was actually an overnight sensation with that product. He did extremely well. And it was just him and his mother, actually, works for the company. She still does and handles all the business aspects of it. As the company was growing, he brought people in like Dan and myself to come on, and I handle the business aspect of it. Dan is one of our key developers. He's one of the key developers of Spin It Against. And I was very fortunate to have Dan live in Las Vegas. And I could take him off another project for the day, and he's here.
Now we want to talk about Spin It Again, but it's interesting. You're an audio company, but right now your current biggest seller is not really an audio product, is it?
It's Label Maker. What happened, customers said, you know, once I have a product, once I download the songs, once I burn them, I would like to put a label on it. So they came back to us and said, you know, it would be wonderful if you had a Label Maker. So we have a phenomenal Label Maker. We probably have now over 60,000 customers worldwide with our Label Maker. But it fits in with Spin It Again or other products where it's an integral part of them. You can have them.
We actually have several products in our product line that let you burn CDs. All of these products that burn CDs could use custom labels. So the Label Maker really does fit in with a lot of different kinds of products that we make.
Now, the product we're talking about today, it's your second biggest seller. It's called Spin It Again. And what does Spin It Again do?
Spin It Again is a vinyl and cassette restoration tool. It lets you take your old vinyl records, your old cassette tapes that you listened to in high school, and it lets you easily record them on your computer, remove all of the clicks and pops and hiss and noise. It cleans up the recording. Everything is completely automated, and it will burn it to CD, cut up the recording into individual tracks, put them on CD, save them as MP3 files, save them as WAV files, WMA files. It'll let you do anything you want with the audio, but it makes the entire process simple and painless.
Well, Dan, you're one of the developers, so what's easy for you is not going to be easy for a lot of people. And so many people have stacks of vinyl and cassettes and all. And there's products out there that maybe they've tried and have been disappointed with, but either by the expense or the difficulty of use or something. Without getting into other products specifically, how does Spin It Again play?
That's an excellent question. Acoustica's motto, our corporate motto and our philosophy is that software should be easy to use. In the case of Spin It Again, when we say it's easy, it's not just lip service. The program will teach you through pictures and through voice. It will teach you how to hook up your record player or cassette deck to your computer. It will automatically adjust the recording levels to make sure that the recording is loud but not too loud to make sure that it will never clip or introduce distortion into the recording. And it will do that all through an automated process. All you have to do is play 30 seconds of music from the record and it will work. The software will detect the start and end of every track on your record, and it has the easiest to use noise reduction system that's ever been put into a program like this. It's a one-click system that will remove hiss, noise, buzzing, clicks, pops, and the results are phenomenal.
Now let's look at from the other perspective. What if you're an audiophile? Is this just an entry-level product, or can an audiophile really sink their teeth into it?
If you are serious about doing this, you can use Spin It Again to record 24-bit, 96 kilohertz audio. You can apply any VST or DirectX audio effects that you happen to have to the audio to clean it up. You can go in and adjust every setting in the program, including equalization curves, including noise reduction parameters, including track detection sensitivity. If you want to, you can get in and really modify every little detail about the recording. But if you don't want to do that, the program will do everything for you automatically, and usually the results from the automatic system are about as good as it's going to get.
So the product works with vinyl and cassettes, but what if, like with this podcast, if we have some bad noise and it's a wave or an MP3 or a WMA or something, can we input from files?
The program will load in any existing wave file, any existing MP3 file, and you're not limited to cassettes or vinyl records. You can record 8-tracks. You can record any medium that you have. In fact, Spin It Again has a recording timer in it. So if you wanted to record internet radio or even radio programs that are broadcast over the air, you can hook up your FM receiver to your computer and set it up to record for an hour and a half, start it, walk out of the room, come back, and you'll have the entire radio show recorded. And then, of course, you can use our noise reduction effects to clean it up and make it sound like an original CD recording.
You know, a final question, a little off the wall. When we first bought all those vinyl albums and cassette tapes, no one had heard of the term digital rights management. And now we've got these stacks, and it seems logical to a user they should be able to convert it to a format, like a usable format. Are there any issues with DRM and converting those old vinyl to digital?
That's a terrific question. Under the Fair Use Clause of the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, you are allowed to make any recordings or do anything you want if you have a legally owned copy of the music. So you can take your record, you can record it, you can save it as an MP3, you can put it on your MP3 player, and as long as you're not trying to turn around and sell it either for a profit or not for a profit, as long as you're not distributing that music, you are completely within the fair use rights of the Copyright Act.
Well, be sure to follow the links on this site to acoustica.com to get more information on this terrific product. And thanks to Dan and Dave for their time today.
Thank you so very much.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.